What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of the greatest show on earth. And I say that with full confidence. It's the greatest show on earth, even though I take long hiatus and come back when I feel like it. But I can do that because this is my goddamn show. And if any of you want your own show, do what you do, even in your own business, even in life. If you want to do something you want to do, you do it. So welcome back to the greatest goddamn show on earth. This is the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. And today I want to discuss this fucking coronavirus, this pandemic, which I believe is an overblown pandemic, which I believe is like a unauthentic pandemic. And it doesn't make any sense the way that people are acting. I believe that the media is instilling fear in people, and we are overreacting. And we're talking about the same people who survived World War I. Well, we didn't particularly survive it, but it shows how weak we've gotten as society to have gone through so much as World War I, World War II, and before that, slavery, the Civil War, civil rights, which we still fight for to this day. And now we're talking about a virus that they say is a pandemic. And in the United States of America, as of today, a total of, I believe, 80 people have died out of 330 million people. I believe it's 80 people to this point. The voice you're hearing in the background happens to be Mrs. Walker, my wife, who won't, I guess you're going to be chiming in on this episode today.
No, but you're talking about...
wait a minute. First of all, you need to come closer.
No.
They can't hear you.
So, you can hear me though.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, you said out of how many people?
330 million.
Did the
330 million people test positive?
What are you talking about? Yeah, what are you talking about?
No, they actually did not test positive.
Okay, so you can only compare the number of people who tested positive. So how many people were those? Those were about 3,800 people.
Well, I'm looking at deaths. I'm just looking at deaths.
Yeah, but deaths as it relates to the people who tested positive, LeVar. That's what you need to look at.
Well, when you say tested positive, who's actually had the test?
That's a good question.
Yeah, they don't even have enough goddamn tests.
I agree. You're absolutely right.
So who really tested positive? Who was tested at all?
The people who took the test. They tested positive.
What people?
The 3,800 people who tested positive.
Are you sure? Because they said that we didn't even test 3,800 people in the U.S. Did you look up those stats?
Well, we actually did test 3,800.
Are you sure?
No.
And that's exactly. She said no. That's Googleable. We don't even have 3,800 tests in the United States of America.
We don't. How many do we have?
I don't know how many we have. They haven't tested. They don't have adequate testing.
So you can say how many we don't have, but you don't know how many we do.
Well, from what I saw with a report by Schuster and Reuters, there was a special report that said only 100 people in the U.S. were tested.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, people have gotten tests, LeVar.
Well.
Now, let me just say this. So I understand. I think it is a little bit of pandemonium as it relates to people stockpiling on things. And now they're limiting how many people can go to the grocery store. You can only get takeout when you go to restaurants and things like that. So that is a bit much. I understand that. But when you talk about people dying every day of the flu, you're really comparing apples and oranges, to be honest. I mean, you just are.
Listen, if we were to walk in a room and I said, hey, we have two major problems on our hand. One of the problems to the date, 20,000 people have died, and the other problem, 80 people have died. Which problem would you pay more attention to?
It all depends on what's the
problem. Which problem would you? I'm telling you, 10,000 people died from one problem and 80 people died from another. Let's just, we're talking deaths. Which problem?
We're talking shut the hell up. No. You're talking very loud in my ear. That's the first thing we need to discuss. That's number one. So you need to chill. Okay, let's do that first. Take it down. Okay, not what were you saying? And see, that's another thing. Okay, so let's talk about the number of people who have been diagnosed, so to speak, right? So you're talking about numbers. Let's talk about numbers. We talk about people who have been diagnosed with the flu. How many people has that been? Let's just talk about last season, 2018, 2019. How many people? Over 35 million people.
Before I answer that question, what is your value of life?
You know what?
What is life?
I can't value it too much if I'm sitting here with you, right?
Whoa, now you're going low.
Right?
Wait a minute. Whoa. Yeah, exactly. Listen. But we're talking lives. We're talking people who are alive.
Have you gotten the flu?
I've had, no, because I get a flu
have
shot.
Have you gotten the flu? You've gotten the flu. Guess what? And you sitting here right now getting on my goddamn nerves. And you have gotten the flu before several times.
I've gotten the flu before. Let me tell you this.
Don't tell me nothing.
When I tell you live, when we think of life, there's no value that you can put on life.
Right.
But if I tell you 10,000 people died versus 80 people, we're going to pay more attention to the 10,000 people that have died.
Because in 2018, 2019 flu season, you know how many deaths we attributed to that? 0.09. Oh, hold on. 0.09. So far, only in the U.S., the deaths related to coronavirus, COVID-19, has been what? Do you know?
It's been 80 deaths.
But what percentage of that is? What was the percentage? Let's talk about
that. The percentage of what?
Deaths, LeVar.
Well, the fatality rate of COVID-19 or COVID-20, whatever you call 19. It, is 3%. It's a 3% fatality rate.
Right. And so what was the fatality rate for influenza? H1N1? What was it?
Influenza might be 0.8%.
Well,
why don't we care about 10,000 people dying?
Dr. Walker.
Why don't we care about... I'm talking about people dying.
You do the math.
I'm taking your parameters away.
What?
I'm taking your parameters. You're putting parameters on death. You cannot put parameters on a life.
I kind of can.
If 10,000...
I kind of can.
If 10,000 people die...
LeVar, yo... Let's try this again.
If 10,000 people die versus 80 people, I think it's more serious amongst 10,000 people versus 80.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Well, you need to be looking at the percent of people who have been diagnosed versus the percent of people who have died. That's really what you need to look at.
And there lies our biggest problem. Because
there does not lie our biggest problem.
Right, because we don't have enough tests. Not enough people have actually even been tested for this in the U.S.
So how many people have been tested? That's the question. Let's talk about that.
Right.
How many people have been tested versus how many people have tested positive? Well, do you know that?
Yes.
Tell
based
me.
Off a report from Schuster and Simons. It noted 2020
from
March.
Where?
Schuster and Simons. It was a group. It's a study. Schuster and Simons study. You guys can Google that. Of March 16th, 2020, only 120 tests have actually been done in the United States of America.
How many?
120 tests have actually been done in the United States of America.
So,
and of those tests,
how did 3,800 people test positive?
Well, because this is a bullshit virus.
Okay.
It's overblown.
So tell me, what do you think we should do? Tell me. What do you think should be happening right
now? I'm going to be honest with you. I think that the media has overblown this, and I think the media has
overblown. No, that's not what I asked you. Tell me, what do you think should happen now, knowing what we know, knowing what we don't know?
Well, with with this population that we have, and we know it's a 97% survival rate, I believe that the virus should be let loose through the community, and we should form our own antibodies within ourselves to build immunity against this particular coronavirus. Because I just want to say this, SARS, which was a type of coronavirus, and MERS, which was a type of coronavirus, which had a higher fatality rate, somehow magically came and went. And I don't know what the treatment or the cure was, other than the population developing immunity and forming antibodies against them. Go ahead.
What?
I don't know what the cure of SARS and MERS. I don't. Have you gotten a? Did you hear anybody saying, "Go get your SARS and MERS shot"?
Yeah.
When?
Did you read the study?
Of who?
Schuster and Sons.
Right. Exactly. So. This is a bullshit pandemic.
No, it's not.
As a frontline, first of all, I'm a frontline healthcare worker.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I really do, because I think it is, you know, we're in some very scary times, right? So I understand.
Why are they scary?
Well, because we're basically being quarantined.
Who says they're scary?
I said it. That's what I just said.
Do you see people dying? Are people passing out?
I said it's scary times because we are being quarantined. So that's what I literally just said. Right.
Okay.
Don't say who said. I said it.
Okay. You're right. And I'm gonna give you that.
So
let me get this right.
You heard what I said.
This is what I don't understand, and this is to you, my dear wife, and to the rest of the listeners out here.
Shut up.
Times weren't scary. When Ebola was here, when niggas bled through their eyes and asshole and died within hours, where there was a 97% fatality rate. When did we change the stock market? Did we stop NBA games during that time? I don't think so.
Well, clearly we didn't.
When the swine flu. We just had the swine flu.
When did we have the swine flu? What year was that?
That had to be that was during the Obama administration.
Okay, what year was that?
Which was H1N1. That had to be, I want to say 2013-14. Swine flu. It was a bird flu, which had a way higher fatality rate.
Okay.
We didn't stop the country. We didn't quarantine. I didn't see millions of people dying. But when I talk about Ebola, bleeding from their eyeballs.
Hold on now.
Have you ever seen a nigga bleed through his eyes?
Hold on now.
Imagine a nigga bleeding from his eyes.
Hold on now.
Your eyes bleeding. Your eyes are bleeding.
See.
I didn't see what?
You said you did not see millions of people dying.
No, I didn't see any.
You don't know anybody. It was small. Ebola.
Who do you know that has corona?
Lisa.
Okay. Now you're making shit up. Who the fuck is Lisa? Could you tell us? Who's Lisa? When did you meet her? How long have you been knowing her?
I work with her.
You work with Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. And when did she call out of work? When did Lisa call out of work?
2 weeks ago. She did.
So we didn't even know what the fuck coronavirus was 2 weeks ago.
We did. We knew what coronavirus was in February.
So Lisa.
We absolutely did.
So Lisa had a diagnosis of coronavirus.
Yes.
And you have this in writing.
No, I don't. I do not. Why would I have her diagnosis?
How does Lisa?
Why would I have that?
How does
why
Lisa?
Why would I have?
How does Lisa know she had?
Why would I have her PII? Why would I have that?
Wow.
Why?
Well, how do you know she had it?
Because she told me. Oh, I didn't ask her. I didn't ask her for receipts.
So you're
I'm
Lisa's
not gonna do that.
Personal friend.
Yes.
Is Lisa married?
That's not your business.
Well, I mean, we've been together damn near 20 years. And
no, we haven't.
You've never mentioned Lisa.
Yeah, you don't.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you don't need to know every single detail about.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never even heard you get on the phone with Lisa.
So?
I know your other friends you talk to, but Lisa is just this. Wow.
She's a colleague.
What school does she go to?
Savior.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. This is. Woo!
All I'm saying is this. I understand what you're saying. I totally get it. And I'm not saying that I disagree with you, to be honest. I'm not saying that I disagree at all. But what I am saying, where you and I are having the argument, LeVar, is as it relates to the numbers. That's it. That's where we are not seeing eye to eye. But in terms of the pandemic and everything that's going on, I'm not saying that I disagree with you on that. I'm really not.
Well, the only disagreement I have with you is that you're placing parameters on death.
That's
and
what I mean.
Death is death. So
death
the people,
is not death.
Death is death.
It's not.
Why not?
Because it's not.
Why?
Because it isn't.
Why not?
Because you're talking about
a life Ebola. Is a life.
It is. You're talking about Ebola. You're talking about the flu. Are you talking about the millions of people who die every year of heart disease, diabetes?
Yeah, and which
car crashes? Are you talking
exactly,
about any of that?
Which is in higher numbers than this bullshit pandemic? Thank you.
Is it?
Yes.
Let's see the stats.
Thank you.
Let's see the stats.
You can Google.
Let's see
those.
The percentage.
Google them.
Let's see the percentage.
It's a higher percentage.
Let's see it.
Google it.
Let's see it.
I can't we're doing an interview on the phone.
Let's see it. We're not doing an interview. We're having a discussion. Let's see it. Pull it up.
We're having a discussion. You pull it up. You got your phone? Where's your phone?
I don't have it.
Well, and I just want to tell everybody out there, my wife took notes for this discussion, and it doesn't seem like she hasn't opened her notes up, so. Do you want to open notes?
No, I don't.
Yeah. More people have died from heart disease and diabetes than this bullshit pandemic, which is alarming. More people have died from handgun violence, which is an easy fix to outlaw handguns than this bullshit pandemic.
Okay, so now you want to outlaw handguns.
Why not?
Do you?
I mean, why not?
Do you?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so go get rid of your guns.
No.
Get rid of them.
No, I'm within the laws.
Well, shut up then.
Okay, then. But I'm saying...
What are you saying?
I'm saying I believe that this pandemic is something that... it's real. I mean, coronavirus is real. Don't get me wrong. It's a real virus. However, with the small numbers of deaths compared to the total world population,
you can't compare.
I believe
to the total
it's
world
overblown.
Population. That's what you're doing. That I think that's where we're having the disagreement. Because why are you comparing it to the total world population?
Well, you have to compare it
to the number of people who tested positive.
Well, they don't have tests readily available.
Well, the people who have that's
well,
the thing.
A lot of them didn't have. You cannot say.
Well, I'm just going to use the whole entire world population because guess what? Somebody may test positive, they may not. So I'm just going to.
A lot of those people that died were not tested. Think about it. A lot of those people that died were not tested. Because you know why they weren't tested? Because there's no fucking test. The tests are so minute.
What?
Like everybody can get an HIV test right now.
They're minute?
They're so small. They're not enough.
The number of tests are minute. That's what you're trying to
say. Yes. Okay. Yes. So... That just destroys your whole stance on that.
No, it doesn't. What are you talking about?
So we're going to wrap this
no,
show
it
up. We're going to wrap this show up. This has been another great show. This has been the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. This is great. This is the first time I've had my wife accompany me on this show. How did you feel about the show today?
Like I feel about you in general.
Wow. Well, this is going off the rails. So we're going to wrap this up. You guys take care and just know this is a bullshit pandemic. I'm against it. My wife is for it.
that's not what I said. See, that's I said that I don't disagree with some of your thoughts as it relates to what's going on here. That's what I said. What I disagree with is your calculations. I disagree with your math.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I disagree with your math.
Unfortunately, unlike you, I don't place a certain value on life because life is serious. So if I see 10,000 deaths versus 80 deaths, I will probably pay attention
to
the 10,000 deaths.
How are you paying attention to it? Getting a flu shot.
I fight the flu every day. I'm a healthcare professional.
So you should fight coronavirus also.
Flu shots.
You should fight coronavirus also.
We haven't developed a vaccine just yet for coronavirus.
Right. So outside of getting the vaccine and administering it. Yes. Tell me what you're doing to say that you're fighting it. That's your fight?
That's
your fight, giving a shot?
The same thing we all did for AIDS. Which didn't have a vaccine, which we knew nothing about when it first was introduced.
I asked you a specific question about the flu. What are you talking about?
What about the flu?
You sound stupid. You fight this every day.
I've given shots. If I give shots, yes.
That's how you fight it?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
What's going to have to happen with this coronavirus, we can do a vaccine, which is basically injecting coronavirus in people so that you can build your own antibodies and become immune to corona. And I'm going to leave it on that note. My name is LeVar Walker. And this particular episode, Samantha Walker came in. Would you like me to use your maiden name as well?
No.
Okay, so Samantha Walker came in here to give her half a cent.
I know you're not talking.
So we're going to wrap this up. I want to. There was way more serious than this shit while we sit in the house and fuss all goddamn day. Okay? So we was dating during bird flu.
I hate that.
We were dating during the goddamn bird flu.
Don't remind me.
Shit.
Don't remind me.
I think you had the shit. That bird shitted on you that time we went out to the movies. A bird shitted on
us. Wish I can get my ears back.
Yeah, motherfucker. Well, we out of here. Hey, this has been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in and see you all tomorrow. Bye.